It's good that we can meet, albeit with the restrictions, but we worship together nevertheless. I want to remind you that on the 17th of April, next Saturday, there will be this community clear-up meeting at the junction of Condor Drive and Cormorant Close. You've seen probably several leaflets about this, but it would be good if we from the Willows Community Church could be represented. Some of us, I'm sure, will be there. Because of my restrictions, I won't be able to take place, but I will be there. It's at 10 o'clock until 11:30. Let us come to the Lord and worship, and we start with the song, "This is the day that the Lord has made." Let us come to our Lord in prayer. Wonderful, marvelous God, the only God, the living God, the creating God, the saving God, the powerful God, the forgiving God, the loving God. We want to praise you right at the beginning of our worship this morning. And we want to assure you that we want to please you in all that we do. One way in which we can show all that you mean to us is surely by worshipping you, by praising you, and giving you all the glory. And Lord, whilst we're in prayer at this moment, we also want to pray for our own Queen. Our Queen who has lost her beloved husband, Prince Philip. Be with the royal family in all the arrangements that now have to be made. But Lord, be a companion to Queen Elizabeth and to every member of the royal family. And Lord, whilst we think of them, we also think of all those people who have lost loved ones through this COVID virus. Lord, be with them too. Be their companions. Be with those who have been affected and finding it difficult to cope. Be their companion and their healer also. Lord our God, we thank you because we know you hear our prayers, we know you answer them. So praise be to you, O thou, our wonderful God. Amen. Now we're going to sing, Low in the Grave He Lay.
Our reading today is the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, starting at verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power, until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets, who spoke of the grace that was to come to you, searched intently and with greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing, when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you, by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things.
Let us come to the Lord in prayer once again. And as we do, I want to introduce you to a gentleman called Shane. He and his wife and their 2-year-old baby live in the Willows. They've been there for about 9 months. And they had a problem with one of their 2 cars. And we've been to see the car, and Dean, with Graham's help, is going to fit a new alternator to that car. This couple are Christians. They go to church and they live a Christian life. And it's wonderful that we've been given the opportunity to help them. Shane's wife works in Exeter, and Shane himself works in Heathfield. And when we pray for them later, you will know who they are. But now we come to our faithful God. Let us pray. Dear Lord and Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We know we have the promise that you will always hear our prayers. We pray for the world in which we live. Lord, so many people have been affected by this COVID pandemic. Oh Lord, it can't be easy for the leaders of the nations to deal with this problem. But we pray that you would give them your wisdom. We thank you for all the members of our own government, for all those who serve in the Houses of Parliament and the House of Lords. Lord, give them your wisdom, give them your guidance as they seek to solve the problem that we have in our country today. And Lord, we thank you that some of the restrictions are being gradually removed. But Lord, help us, help all the residents of the UK to keep to the advisories that we are given. Lord, we welcome freedom, but we do not want to abuse that freedom. And so we ask that you would help us, Lord, to be sensible with the freedom that we are being gradually given. We pray, Lord, for all the people who serve us, the NHS, the doctors, the nurses, the clinics, the fire service, the police service, those in local government, volunteers, different organisations. Lord, there are so many people that serve us, and we want to thank you for them. And we pray, Lord, for your church throughout the world. We pray for all those who seek to spread the gospel. And Lord, we thank you that in many places your church is on the increase. We pray, Lord, for all those churches who are using the restrictions to do online ministries. Lord, we pray that you would equip us for this work, that we might take these opportunities of reaching even more people with your love. We pray for the church here in Torbay, in Cambridge, in Newton Abbot, in Torquay itself. And Lord, we think at this time of Barton, we think of Christine Fry and her husband as Christine takes the leadership of the church at Barton. And we pray, Lord, that you would equip her for that new ministry. And Lord, we pray for each other. We pray for Ollie. We pray for her family, for her friends. She lives on her own, Lord, and we ask you to be her companion. And we ask you to equip her for her discipleship. We pray for Stuart and Jean, for Sharon, for Peter, for Jade, for Fraser. Bless them as a family, Lord. And continue to give Jean the strength that she needs to look after Stuart. And Lord, may Stuart know your healing power. We need a miracle, Lord, for Stuart. We pray for Richard and Barbara. Richard's father, Harry, be with him and all the residents and staff of the residential home. But Lord, for Richard and Barbara, as they seek to buy a new property and sell their present home, we ask that you would be there for them in all those decisions that have to be made. And Lord, we pray that you would bless Richard as he comes among us in his new role as one of our ministers. We pray, Lord, for Brian. Pray for his son. Pray for his family and friends. And we ask, Lord, that you would equip Brian for his discipleship. We pray for Rita. We pray for Terry and Jackie, for Russell and Julie, and all their family. And Lord, we ask for Terry that he might recover from the heart attack. Be Rita's companion, Lord. She lives on her own, as you know. Lord, be at her side. Be her healer. Equip her for her discipleship. Be with David, Wendy, Joshua, and Daryl. Be all that they need at this time, Lord. Be very close to them and equip them for their discipleship. Be, Lord, with Sarah. Be with her family, her friends, for her neighbours. Keep her physically and spiritually strong. Be her healer. And Lord, we thank you for the way that she helps so many other people. Be with Dawn. Be with Emma. Be with Hannah. Help Hannah, Lord, as she works at the zoo. Be with Dawn and Emma as they wait for the opportunity to go back to their work. Be with Bruce equip him for his ministry, and be with his parents. So, Lord, bless them, keep them as a family, close to each other and close to you. We pray for Dennis, Joan, Chris and Sarah. We pray, Lord, that you would be their strength, that you would keep them free from the virus. And we thank you, Lord, for the way that Chris has kept in touch with us. We pray, Lord, for Paul. We pray for Jennifer. Be with Jennifer as she supports Paul in his present situation. And Lord, may he know full recovery. May he know your healing. Bless Paul and Jennifer and their family. Keep them all free from the virus. Be with Richard Saunders and all his family and friends. Keep them fit, keep them strong, keep them safe, Lord, I pray. Be with Shane and his wife and their little baby. Keep them safe, strong. Equip them for their discipleship. And then, Lord, be with Eunice and myself. Lord, we love you and we long to serve you. May we continue to know good health. And Lord, as a church, as your church, as a fellowship of believers, may we please you in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to sing, Jesus is Lord, and I pray that he is Lord in all of our lives. For the message today is more about the resurrection. The resurrection means so much to us, and it's good that we continue to think about all that Jesus did, both on the cross, in the grave, and in his resurrection, proving that he truly is the Son of God. Jesus, risen from the dead, means for the Christian so many things, including the following five. The first one is joy. We should have joy in our hearts. Our Lord is risen. 1 Peter 1 verse 8. Even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. You know, to know that he is there, here with us, loving us with his own deep, boundless love, is surely the joy of all joys for the Christian heart. Knowing that Jesus did truly rise should fill us with great joy. And the second one is peace. Romans 4 verse 25. He was raised to life for our justification. Jesus, risen, is the pledge that his atoning sacrifice has truly benefited us. Our sin is gone, and we are accepted before God in him. Sin gone. No need to worry, but we have peace. And the next one is worship. Romans 1 verse 4. Declared to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. The resurrection further confirms the eternal Godhead of Jesus, and therefore the reason that we should worship him. Like the first disciples, we meet the risen Jesus with the confession, "My Lord, my God," and then they worshipped him, and we must do the same. So joy, peace, worship, and the next one is hope. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 20. Christ has indeed risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Death is defeated. Jesus is the first fruits of the coming harvest of the dead, the firstborn of the sons and daughters of the resurrection. You see, because he has risen, we too live beyond the grave in God's new order. The resurrection thrusts back the horizon of our existence to the very limits of eternity. And this has innumerable implications at every level of our lives. We need not grasp at life here, but are free to invest it in the service of others. For all this is but preliminary to the everlasting life which awaits us beyond death and is indeed already ours. And the next one is victory, the last one. Matthew 28 verse 18. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That was what Jesus said to his disciples. The victory over sin and evil has truly, my friends, been won. The forces of darkness and despair have done their worst, and they have fallen under Christ's conquering feet. Despite all the contrary evidence, sin's rule has been defeated, and God's rule and kingdom belong to our blessed Saviour. So, some of the things that the resurrection should bring to us, let me remind you, are joy, peace, worship, hope, victory. You know, when things happen, sometimes just small things, we all despair. We try and carry a heavy burden. Oh, we're thinking of ourselves. Oh dear, do we really do that? Because you know, Jesus has won for us the greatest victory of all time. For when this life comes to an end, we go to be with God for eternity. Our place is ready there for us. But in the meantime, we have a responsibility. And that responsibility is to let other people know not only that Jesus died for them, but that he rose again and is alive and loves them. We need to share the truth of God's love with as many people as we can, so that they too will be with us in eternity. God bless you all. Amen. So our responsibility here on life is to serve our Lord and to share his love. And that's why we're going to sing this song, I Serve a Risen Savior. We are invited to take bread and wine as symbols of Jesus' body and blood given so freely for us. So let us come because Jesus loves us and he died on the cross for us. Let us come and meet the risen Lord Jesus. Not only did he die, but he rose from the dead and is alive forevermore. Come and bring our concerns and our problems to him and believe that he will deal with them for us. come like the disciples, ready to do whatever the Lord requires of us. Let us come with thankful hearts. Let us come in humility and go in confidence, because Jesus is Lord. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for sending your Son into this world. We thank you for the sacrifice that he has made on our behalf. We thank you for the victory that he has gained through the resurrection. And so now, Lord, as we take bread and wine, we do this as Jesus has requested, in remembrance of all that he has achieved for us. So, let us take the bread in remembrance that Christ died for us, and let us feed on him with thanksgiving in our hearts. And then we remember that Jesus also took the cup. He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." This said Jesus, "Do whenever you drink it in memory of me." Let us drink together. We thank you, O Lord, Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen. What better hymn could we sing than, "Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Lord."
Yeah.
Let us go to our families and friends, to our homes, knowing that our Lord Jesus goes with us. Let us go in peace, loving and serving our Lord. And may the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, be with us all, and with all those we love, both now and forevermore. Amen.